Man claims he is searching for truth, but when confronted with truth, he says, "That's not the truth." Jesus, speaking to the Father, said in John 17:17, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." God's word is the truth. God is light, and he fills all things. God is everywhere, yet the cry is, "Where is he?" Science now knows that light is laden with the information of life, and light is now deduced by members of the scientific community to be immortal. They've come to this conclusion in part because light faithfully carries information from planetary objects purported to be billions of light years away. Don't confuse that statement as a contradiction to a 6,000-year-old Earth. At the end of this feature, you'll see a partial list of young Earth features. God is light and he is everywhere. Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, is known as the true light. John 1:6-12. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Are you tired of stumbling around in the darkness of this life? Are you ready to see the light? Are you ready to have all your sin and shame washed away by the blood of Christ? Then today is your day of salvation. Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Now for today's subject. God said, Genesis 3:17-19, "And unto Adam he said, Because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree, of which I commanded thee, saying, Thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground. For out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return." God said, Leviticus 19:9-10, "And when ye reap the harvest of your land, thou shalt not wholly reap the corners of thy field, neither shalt thou gather the gleanings of thy harvest. And thou shalt not glean thy vineyard, neither shalt thou gather every grape of thy vineyard. Thou shalt leave them for the poor and stranger. I am the Lord your God." God said, Proverbs 10:22, "The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it." God said, Proverbs 22:7, "The rich ruleth over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender." God said, 2 Thessalonians 3:10, "For even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat." Man said, "There is no truth. There is no Bible authored by God. There is no God." Now the record. This is God Said, Man Said, feature 503. These articles are archived on this website in text and streaming audio. Every Thursday Eve, God willing, they grow by one. These features prove the full veracity of Holy Writ. They're published for the edification of the redeemed and the salvation of the lost. Thank you for coming to God Said, Man Said. We are honored to have your company. May the face of the Lord shine upon you and yours with light and truth. Many will find this feature shocking and some even offensive, but this is the nature of truth. The question is, did God create capitalism? The short answer is yes. When God says yes, it should be no surprise that a cacophony of carnal voices will leap up to say no. If fallen man perceives an issue to be biblical, he will reject it. A simple example of this phenomenon was demonstrated by the French and the Russians, who years ago, independent from one another, decided to change the seven-day cycle and the work week. Their position was that it was established by the Bible and therefore had no real credible relevance. Never mind that the seven-day pattern is imprinted on all of creation, including the common code. Of course, their experiment failed miserably. Today, we see this obvious rejection of God's word everywhere, including examples such as gay marriage, heterosexual promiscuity, child rearing, godless academia, etc., etc. Today, in a global way, the concept of capitalism is under a heavy attack, as though this God-constructed system is inherently evil. Business is continually excoriated by governments and interest groups as the enemy of the common man when it is, in fact, the exact opposite. A definition of capital is in order. In Noah Webster's 1828 American Dictionary of the English Language, we find the following definition: a stock in trade, in manufacturers, or in any business requiring the expenditure of money with a view to profit. The Oxford Dictionary defines capital as the money or other assets with which a company starts in business. The word capitalism is defined as the economic system in which the production and distribution of goods depends on invested private capital and profit-making. Profit is not a bad word. Profit is simply what is left after all costs are considered. Righteous riches are ordained by God and are actually a measure of His blessing. Godly riches are first spiritual and often produce tangible wealth. 3 John chapter 1, verse 2, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth." Fallen man cannot be counted upon to do the right thing, but in fact to the contrary. God's capitalistic system is the perfect economic model for greedy men. In the business world, it is not carnal man's noble aspirations that keep him honest. It is capitalism. Ford keeps Chevrolet honest. Honda keeps Toyota honest. One company competing for the customer's money against another company keeps them both honest. Companies compete to offer superior products and service. They expend huge amounts of capital in research and development to offer to the market the industry's most spectacular innovations, all in order to secure the customer's support. Capitalism keeps greedy men honest and fosters superior service and products and the best possible price. Righteous capitalism designed by God also requires the tithe, the tenth of your income, to be given to the work of God. It also includes full consideration for the poor among us. God created a system for man that keeps everyone honest. God created a system that encourages man to reach his highest potential. Governments that succeed in casting off the free market do it at the demise of their own people. God said, Genesis 3:17-19, "And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree, of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it, cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also in the thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground, for out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return." God said, Leviticus 19:9-10, "And when ye reap the harvest of your land, thou shalt not wholly reap the corners of thy field, neither shalt thou gather the gleanings of the harvest. And thou shalt not glean thy vineyard, neither shalt thou gather every grape of thy vineyard. Thou shalt leave them for the poor and stranger. I am the Lord your God." God said, Proverbs 10:22, "The blessings of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it." God said, Proverbs 22:7, "The rich ruleth over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender." God said, 2 Thessalonians 3:10, "For even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any man would not work, neither should he eat." Man said, "There is no truth. There is no Bible authored by God. There is no God." Now you have the record.